1803, Lewis and Clark left the expedition across the United States. There were a lot of firearms that they took with them. There's also a lot of firearms that we inaccurately associate with the expedition. But we know that the U.S. Model 1795 smoothbore flintlock musket was one of the firearms that they took. The smoothbore flintlock musket has a very complicated loading process that starts at the end of the barrel, or the muzzle. It's a muzzle-loading firearm, which means you load your powder and your projectile down the barrel, and you push it all the way to the breech. You have a lock plate, which consists of your pan, and next to the pan is a touch hole that has direct contact with the projectile inside the barrel. You have a steel plate called the frizzen, and then you have a piece of flint inside a cocking mechanism. You put powder in your pan, that's where you get the expression flash in the pan, and you put the steel plate down over top of the pan. And when you're ready to fire, you pull the cocking mechanism back and press the trigger. Once you do that, the flint strikes against the steel and hopefully creates enough of a spark to ignite the powder in the pan to go inside the barrel and fire the gun. Although it didn't happen exactly right every single time.